Welcome to the greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club, where every weekend they're going to talk about taking an animal and throwing it on some scorching flames and turning it into the tastiest morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman, but they don't drag women into their cave. No, they're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure them into your cave and keep her hair looking good. When you want to find the center of the barbecue universe, just look at a map of North America and look for that big grilling mitt. That's where they're at. It's the Grilling Guys.
Welcome. You are listening to the Grilling Guys each and every Saturday on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Some of you are picking this up on Sunday on a replay, but the good news is it's the weekend and it's time to get out in your backyard. We are officially done with summer. The middle of last week, we lapped into fall, and I tell you what, it's grilling season like no other time right now with the tailgates, and I'm headed to hunting camp in another week, the last week of September, first weekend of October there, and I can't wait to get out there, and I'm bringing a big old smoker and a grill, and I'm going to be camp cook for the weekend. I'm looking forward to it, and hopefully one of those guys will drag back in a big buck, and I can cook some fresh. But I'm Jop, and he is Barbecue Bob. What's cooking over there, baby?
Well, I was just kind of like drifting off into deer camp as you started describing it.
Yeah.
Sounds like you're going to have a wonderful time. That's a great bunch of guys. Those are all your high school buddies.
Absolutely.
And your childhood buddies. And yep. How cool is that, that they all still get together and you have a nice parcel of a couple hundred acres to hunt there.
Yeah, one of the guys, his family, very large grain farmers, and obviously there's woodlots on all farms. And
Funny thing is, though, they don't want to shoot doe.
Nope, they don't. Well, and I tell you what, that's a Shartucky thing.
Well, I know, but you need to get them on the quality deer control
the
thing.
QDM.
QDC. Yeah.
Yeah, right. Well, their thought is that, have you ever been in the woods and seen too many deer? And it's honestly, it's kind of ironic that they take that position because they're grain farmers. And if there's anybody that the deer do damage to, it's a grain farmer.
But if you shoot too many bucks, then you're breeding from whatever bucks are left over. You're not letting the actual process of elimination take place. You're interfering with that by thinning out the bucks.
Well, it doesn't mean you have to shoot one every time you're in the woods. They just don't shoot one at all until they see a big one. And that, you know, our laws in the state are now 3 on a side, and for the second one, 4 on a side,
yeah,
and things of that nature. So it helps. I mean, the state has kind of embraced that whole
thing.
So
they're not really looking for any meat.
I think some of them really like it, but they're patient. Mm-hmm. Is where I'm going. Is they're not going to take a chip just for the sake of the freezer. So
I shoot the 3-legged does.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Well, maybe those. You know,
Dude, I gave you some, but I took on the task of making my mother's favorite pickle recipe of bread and butter pickles. Since she's passed and my wife won't make them anymore, I went to Heidi's Market out on the exit 52 and 96 and ordered some nice little canning pickles, and they'll give you whatever size cucumber you want, and I get the real little ones because I like nice crisp pickles, right? And I made up a half bushel, which I didn't think was going to be enough. Whew. And I'm glad I only had a half bushel. You ever cut a half bushel of pickles?
All I did was show up to drink a couple beers with you and cut the nubs. He had one of those mandolin slicers, and every time he had one of those pickles in his hand, he got down with about an inch left, and he's like, okay, I'm done with that one. Threw it on the cutting
board.
Well,
that's because I altered my pinky a couple years ago. So I'm pretty
So he hands me a knife, and he says,
out.
You cut the nubs. I'm just going to keep running this mandolin cutter. But
yeah, I didn't tell you to drink all my beer, though.
Well, you know, one kind of begets the other. If I'm there with a knife and pickle in my hand, well, we'll stop there.
I went up to Hawkins, which is up between Big Rapids and Baldwin, and we hunt. My buddy Ted has a place, a different buddy Ted, has a place on Whipple Lake, and we have a 1952 Trotwood that I've spoken about before, and it's a classic old RV, Lucy and Desi kind of looking thing, and it's got gas lights and an oil heater. It's just fantastic. It's a little small for all our gear, but it's, you know, his dad put it there for us. It's just cool. Well, the stinking mice got into it, so we got it all gutted out. I went up last weekend, and manually, because we're on a lake, I got brought some 5-gallon buckets and a few bags of thin set auto level, and I mixed it up and poured it in and patched up the floor, poured concrete literally in the walls. And I think I've boxed those little buggers out, but there's nothing worse than having, you know, mice droppings all over. That, you know, when I lived in Hawaii, I had cockroaches from time to time, and to find cockroach droppings on your countertop, I don't know, it makes me want to throw up.
Well, that, and when you're sleeping, you know they're running all around you too, so, you know, whatever. But hopefully that worked. I mean,
we have a concrete floor in an RV.
Right, yeah. Probably wouldn't want to haul it down the road too much. It might crumble up, but no, sitting right there, it's going to be just fine.
It's pretty funny. Yeah. Then when I was done, it was hotter than heck. So, I mean, I was dripping wet, filthy, because I cut a bunch of firewood when I was done. And I was so close to Big Rapids on my way back, I had to stop at Crankers.
Sure.
And I got some of those conies and a nice glass of beer. It was about 4 o'clock, and what a wonderful way to cap off the afternoon with a couple of Crankers conies. Their conies are just so good, and man, I'm getting hungry right now just thinking about them.
Yeah, Ferris's homecoming is next weekend, and up in Big Rapids, and that's the home of Crankers. And I'm not going to be able to make it this year, but last year we had a lot of fun, and I remember I cooked for a bunch of guys at my old fraternity house, and we used Crank's kitchen to do a bunch of the cooking.
Right.
But we were drinking his beer and you know, eating some Coney dogs while we were cooking up for.
Kind of nice to have a commercial kitchen, isn't it?
Yeah, it was
I'm
really
gonna
nice.
Get one of these days.
Yeah, right. Would you? I'd love to borrow.
I gotta put a pole barn up first. Yeah, that's right. Gotta go in the pole barn. You know, I wanna break down a couple things for folks, especially if you're new to the show. Thegrillingguys.com is our website, of course. And it's got lots of different aspects to it. But if you look along the top of it, you'll see, of course, you land on the homepage. Then there's an About, which explains kind of the concept of the show. Their next one is Contact Barbecue Bob, which is just an email. Then there's one that says Ask Barbecue Bob a Question. And find your station, so you can find the station you're at. Then there's Board of Directors. It shouldn't say Contact Barbecue Bob, because it's actually you can contact me or Jop in that. We need to change that header. But then there's one that, right below it, a menu bar that says beer, and then grills and smokers, recipes, wines, how-to show, and cool stuff. So those are all articles we've either written or had written for us that are recipes and different things that are listed on there. So, and in the top right, there's a research bar, so you can just type in the word you're looking for. Let's say you want to get brisket. So you can go on there and find brisket tips or recipes. And then down the right side, you'll see the 96.1 logo for ESPN, an iHeart link, and then you'll see a headset on a little square, and that's for podcasting. You can podcast our show. So let's say you don't like getting up at 8 o'clock on Saturday morning. Well, you hit that podcast, we'll send it right to your phone, and you can listen at your leisure, like when you're out, you know, cutting wood or sitting in a tree stand or whatever you want to do. And then you go, or then below it is a listen live link. So if let's say your signal's not good, like where Jop lives, you can just listen live and stream the show. And then you go down as our list of sponsors, and every one of those sponsors has a link to their website. So like Thermopen comes up, it's going to take you right to their sale page. So if you need a new instant read thermometer, you can get that. And on down, there's one to Home Life, to Jop's Cabinet Shop. And then down there is Stormy Cromer. And right now is the time to buy your Cromer gear. So take it right to that page, because it's an easy way to buy online if there's not a retailer near you. But anyway, we've got this thing set up for you. Please use it and use those links.
Coming up next, Ted Nugent. Yep, you heard me right. Ted Nugent is going to be joining the show. We're going to have him on for a couple segments, because once you get a little bit of Ted's attention, you want a lot of it, baby. So you're listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Stick with us. We'll be back.